Yeah. I wonder if you've ever watched deaf people talking to one another, in sign language. They seem so fluid, and their expressions on their faces can be absolutely priceless. And quite often they can sit there talking to one another and you just absolutely no idea what they're doing or what they're saying. They just have that ability to do that. It's amazing to see parents talking and signing with their children. I know that if my children had been born hearing impaired, I would have wanted to have learned sign language, because I want to talk with them. I want them to know how much I love them and care for them and how valuable they are and that they matter to God. The question that I want us to note is this: isn't this what God has done for us? Watching the deaf communicate is like a living parable. We're busy living our lives, chasing our agendas, but deaf to God's voice. We don't hear what God is saying. Rather than giving up in frustration, God has revealed himself in ways that can be understood. He sent his Son as a living illustration of God's heart for us. A living illustration is easier to understand than words. And that is the miracle of Christmas. That is the miracle of the message. We heard from our reading from Hebrews, long ago God spoke to the fathers by the prophets at different times and in different ways. In these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. God has appointed him heir of all things and made the universe through him. Jesus is God's understandable message. God has been speaking and revealing himself throughout history. He wants us to know him, to love him, and to worship him. We can see God in creation through the sunrise and sunset, through the day and the night. We can see him in people and circumstances. God spoke to Moses in the burning bush. He spoke to the people of Israel from smoke and fire on the mountain. He spoke to Elijah in a still small voice and to Isaiah in visions in the temple. God spoke to Hosea through his family circumstances and to Amos in a basket of summer fruit. He spoke to Jeremiah through a potter's clay and to Joseph through dreams. Once God spoke through a donkey. God has been speaking through visions and dreams, through angels, through symbols, natural events, and any number of other ways that will capture our attention. Now, not a lot is said about the 400 years of God's silence between the last prophecy of the Old Testament and the birth of Jesus. The last message is recorded in the prophet Malachi, and then silence until John the Baptist arrived on the banks of the Jordan. God's revelation in the Old Testament was often fragmentary, occasional and progressive, but incomplete. They could not adequately capture the full picture of God's nature and the longing for the world and its people. God was speaking, but people weren't getting it. They didn't understand God's heart. They didn't understand his plan. And then there were those who claimed to be speaking for God, but often misrepresenting him. Confusion, not understanding, was the result. And I must confess, as I look across the Christian church today, I'm not so sure that much has changed. I think confusion often is the case. Not now because God hasn't spoken clearly, but because we prefer not to handle the truth because it's offensive. But now God at last, in his Son, in Jesus, God revealed himself directly to us. While it is true that God makes himself known through Jesus, he did more than that. Jesus did more than just speak out what God wanted. Jesus is God's message. Jesus is God with skin on. He is the clearest picture we have of what God is like. Hebrews goes on to say of Jesus, the Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact expression of his nature, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After making purifications for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. John's Gospel describes Jesus as the Word becoming human and living among us. If we want to know what God is like, look at Jesus. When Philip asked him to show them the Father, Jesus replied, "Have I been among you all this time without you knowing me, Philip? The one who has seen me has seen the Father." A little later he said, "I and the Father are one." The miracle of the message is not simply that God speaks to us today through his Son, but that the message has a power to transform our lives. Christmas is a celebration of the greatest message ever told. God is with us. God came near to us so that we can draw near to him. Jesus, who offered himself in exchange for everyone held captive by sin. Extraordinary message of God. The miracle of the message is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Jesus came to reveal God's and his plan in a way that we could understand and act upon it. Why did he do that? Because he wanted us to know how very much he loves us, how very much he loves you. He wanted us to know that he created us for a reason. You are not an accident. And it is, the reason is to, for you to know him and to love him and to have freedom in our life. And it can come by no other means. We don't have to live as prisoners to guilt and shame or regret any longer. We don't have to live on the judgments of others or live out of the judgments of others. We can be free of all that. Over the year, we have all received messages of one kind or another, and for some, the message has changed their life. Perhaps from a doctor or a family member or a friend, and as a result of that message, life would not be the same again. But there is another message that can radically change lives, not just once, but it can keep on changing them. And it is this: nothing whatsoever can ever separate you from God's love. Nothing. You can't do anything to make God love you more, and you can do nothing to make God love you less. And I'm kind of cool about that idea. I'm just loved. And when you know you are loved, you can live differently. God says, trust in me with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. You see, the problem with our understanding is that we want to keep moderating what God is giving us so that it fits more comfortably into some of the choices which we want to pursue. Generally, not always that healthy. And generally, in 10 years' time, actually not going to amount to very much. And in all your paths, acknowledge me, says God, and I will direct your paths. In the midst of life's betrayals and bitter messages, he whispers, forgive those who mistreat you. Remember, to forgive someone is not to agree that what they did was right, but to release them and you so that you can get on life as free people. And in the midst of life's messages of joy and celebration, he shouts, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. It's the miracle of Christmas. It's the miracle of the message. God loves you and me. My question for you today is this: are you listening to what God is saying? And what are you doing with what he is telling you? Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are the message. That you came. You are the demonstration of the heart of God for us, of how much he loves us and how much the Father cares for us. How much he longs for us to live in freedom. Freedom from shame and guilt. Freedom from all that separates us from him. Help us this Christmas to treasure that message and to live it out, to be generous with that message and sharing it. And Lord, help us in hearing what you're saying to us each day, that we choose to live differently and live in the freedom of the love you give us, so that not only our lives become touched and changed, but the lives of all those whom we meet and live with. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.